Shock and awe. It is that time once again for the Shock and Awe Show. Get your aggressions out tonight. This one is a special dedication to KOWA. You're listening to KOWA 106.5, Free Radio Olympia.
To the right, it's all I need right now. About the possible psychological danger to human remaining too long alone on the Vega. Get me a psychological test room, will you?
Well, I had expected to land with the others, but in view of the emergency situation, I feel this is a better plan. Professor Hudson, I'm positive I can handle it.
So am I, Doc.
Who's that?
German, Professor. Didn't anyone ever tell you ladies are tougher than men?
So why like German? How fast I can get. Permission granted.
Thank you, sir. I will contact you again with a progress report at 0400 hours.
Commander Lockhart, Vega calling.
Yes?
We've received permission to land to be followed by the Sirius.
Well, now, and just how do you suggest we manage that?
Marshall will stay and keep Vega in order.
It's a job. But it sounds like it's all set.
Kern's robot calculated the details.
If you're sure, let's get moving on it. Andre?
I'm ready, Skipper.
I'm with you also.
Sherman, make room for a spaceship. I'll join you there. Maybe. Good luck.
See you on Venus.
The reading on planet surface 2 and 3.
No sign of opening.
Cloud formation, 30% ash content.
I see something. Spot of red glowing with great brilliance right through the spectrum.
Spot of red could be Hades.
Things we used to do. You chances. I forgot how nice romance is. I haven't been there for the longest time. I had second thoughts at the start. I said to myself, hold on to your heart. So far, and it's more than I hope for. I don't care what consequence it brings. I have been a fool for lesser things. I want you so bad. I think you ought to know that I intend to hold you for the longest time.
In the telephone and a dime, I play this number, got a busy line. Each time I tried, I got a busy tone and not my baby's number, just a busy line. I called her uncle in Jamaica, left a message with the flicker, even checked
the number in the telephone book.
And then I got so awful worried. To my baby's house I hurried. When I looked inside, the phone was off of the hook, hook, hook. And then I walked up to my baby and I got my baby's number. She was busy in the parlor,
doing fine,
busy kissing someone else, while I was keeping busy getting that busy line. Hello, operator. Will you check my number for me, please? Thank you.
Ah, you can't win, but I'm a fool and I'll try again.
Inside, the phone was over the hook,
and then I walked up to my baby and I got my baby's number. She was busy in the parlor doing fine, busy kissing someone else, while I was keeping busy getting that busy line.
Ha 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 Your line is busy.
Busy. Busy. Busy line.
And I'm busted. Cotton is down to a quarter of a pound, but I'm busted. I got a cow that went dry and a hen that won't lay. A big stack of bills that gets bigger each day. The county's gonna haul my belongings away, 'cause I'm busted. To my brother to ask for a loan, 'cause I was busted. I hate to beg like a dog without his bone, but I'm busted. My brother said there ain't a thing I can do. My wife and my kids are all down with the flu, and I was just thinking about calling on you, and I'm busted. I am no thief, but a man can go wrong when he's busted. The food that we canned the last summer is gone, and I'm busted. The fields are all bare, and the cotton won't grow. Me and my family got to pack up and go, but I'll make a living just where I don't know, 'cause I'm busted. I'm broke, no bread, I mean like nothing, forget it, it's over.
Talking about you.
raindrops on kittens, and schnitzel on roses, nose cream on my nose, whiskers and crisp eyelashes with noodles, wild geese that fly with their wings tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Ponies in dresses and warm, warm doorbells and brown raindrops. Girls with blue whiskers tied up with noodles. Wild kettles that fly with bright copper wings. These are a few of my favorite things. The dog bites, the bee stings. I simply remember my favorite things. And then I feel so bad. That sting on colored girls tied up with blue satin sashes, wild brown girls tied up in warm springs, wild white girls that melt into nose cream. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream on ponies, nose cream on kittens, nose cream on roses, and nose cream on mittens. Bells and 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 wild geese. When the bee stings, I simply remember my dog bites, and then I feel so, so bad.
Hey, this next track is dedicated to everybody but you.
I love it when you give me things and you
This next song is so totally awesome, you're gonna cream your jeans when you hear it. You know what? This one's dedicated to all the ladies.
Those was the nothing much sweeter than wine.
Yes, I shall. I will. I am. That was terrible. That was Tiffany doing. I saw him standing there. Absolutely dreadful.
You will listen.
And now, this next track is entitled
Remove Container 2.
And it's dedicated to me. It really is dedicated to me. Shock and awe. Shock and awe. Shock and awesome. Shocking all night. Shocking radio for all. Condition from birth, that's what you're gonna get. Go ahead, join the army. And then, like everybody else, like everybody on Wall Street, you'll get one of these. This is dedicated to Wall Street.
About the tongue asshole of a little kitty.
No. If we get worms, we'll see about
another
it.
Another experiment.
Come back here, little kitty cat.
The government's gonna fuck you up sooner or later, so why not you?
And
fuck
if it ain't the government, it's gonna be your mom. And
yeah.
If it ain't your mom,
it's gonna be your brother. Yeah.
And if it ain't your brother, it's gonna be
the cops.
Yeah.
And if it ain't the cops,
it'll be punks.
It's gonna be
because punks always fuck you up.
And if it ain't the punks, it's gonna be hip hop punks. And
a little kitty
shot.
Petrified tree. Only. Why, it's a bronze statue.
And much more, Hans. Rubies.
You say rubies? Show me.
Simple. The eye of an idol.
An idol?
Yes, a reptile. A reptile resembling that flying monster that attacked us earlier. Up there.
You're right, Andre. I'm not laughing anymore. There was a civilization here.
And I'll bet you there still is.
it was a 50 mil a time. It was a 50 mil a time. It was a 50 mil a time. I drove jump like a raid in atomic bomb. Well, a rock passed me, I climbed a tree. Just then some got hold of me in the tree. He shot on off, right at 6,000 miles away from here. It was a 50 mil a time. It was a 50 mil a time. It was a 50 mil a ton, a hydrogen jump, like a great atomic bomb. Well, I stepped from out of the rocket ship. Three spacemen grabbed me and gave me a flip. I ran over to the edge of the moon. The jagged way I fell into a deep lagoon. It was a 50 mil a time. It was a 50 mil a time. It was a 50 mil a time. Hydrogen, electrorating atomic bomb. Well, I landed at the bottom of a deep dark crater. Face to face with a space alligator. Now it's with me. I got all the sheep. There's a motherfucker floated and swallowed me. It was a 50 mil a time. It was a 50 mil a time. It was a 50 mil a time. I had to jump like a radiant atomic bomb.
Alright, that song was dedicated to space. This next song is dedicated to me. And you. This song is dedicated to everybody that's wasted. Sing along.
I was on my way to work when I realized I'm wasted. Still wasted from the party last night. So I kick back my seat and I loosen my tie. I'm wasted, still wasted from the party last night. The guys in the office might criticize me for looking like hell and smelling like a brewery, but I'm wasted. Sitting here in traffic and I'm wasted. Still wasted from the party last night. Only wearing one shoe, there's no denying it. I'm wasted, still wasted. Put my last smoke behind my ear and realize it was lit. I'm wasted, still wasted from the party last night. Sitting here in morning traffic, I could go to work or I could just pass it by. Cause I'm wasted, still wasted from the party last night. I'm wearing my bed sheets like a cape and a cowboy hat.
He's wasted
and naked. But if I don't go to work, how will I pay my tab? I'm wasted, still wasted from the times that I'm wasted. I'm partying when there's something that's done. Wasted, something at the party last night.
Hey, I told you I was wasted.
Jones girl, Jones girl. Well now everybody's talking about Jones girl. Yes, everybody's talking about Jones girl.
Reality City now, without a doubt. This is my last patrol, we're trying to shout. In the real world,
Jones girl,
in the very fair and fair. I'm fighting wild, shooting blind.
Shocking off.
Although I'm far away, and all the beaches are full of peaches who bring their yokes along, and in the glimmer of the moonlight they love to sing this song. If you like a ukulele lady like you, if you like to linger where it's shady, a ukulele lady linger too. If you kiss a ukulele lady and you promise ever to be true, and she sees another ukulele lady fooling around with you, maybe she'll cry
an awful lot,
maybe she'll sigh,
and maybe not,
maybe she'll find somebody else by and by to sing to.
All right, this next track is dedicated to the caller. Hey, we don't got any dwarf songs about drinking. We got two dwarf songs here that I am thinking. This song is dedicated to you.
I'm dying if I wanna. Yeah, die, 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 die.
Yes, you are listening to the one and only The Shock and Awe Show, being rebroadcast as you listen to it. Right now, you're listening to KOWA, and it's 2:31 and 17 and a half seconds in the morning on Free Radio KWOA. Quah! You're actually listening to 106.9 because your fucking tuner's fucked up. Actually, you know I'm lying. You're listening to 105.9 because your fucking tuner's fucked up. It always works the other way. Gotta thank you for listening to KOA. I'm having a great time. Guest DJ, guest selectoring here. And if you miss the beginning of this show on KOA, and you caught the end of it on Free Radio Olympia, well, then you're all good. But if you miss the middle, you can go to radioforall.net and catch, and it's in, like, type in Shock and Awe, or just look for it, and then hopefully you'll see Helen Caldicott, If You Love This Planet, and you'll decide to download that instead and listen to it. Also, you'll probably find Media Monarchy. Download that on radioforall.net. That's the letter 4. Really good shit, man. Like The Shock and Awe Show. Like, not The Shock and Awe Show. I'm on crack right now. Radio crack. And so are you. Thanks for joining me. It's been good to get cracked out with you. Now, let's melt something like a cough syrup in a spoon. Yeah. All right, bye.
How do I know, and I know, because KRS-One, a perfect time to meet with Scott LaRock. But something deep and psychic, or he has a knack for trouble. Cause Scott LaRock showed up in a all black BMW. I jumped inside the car and so in a hurry. And I said, what is wrong? Relax, tell me the story.
And I know because of KRS-One.
I'm all right.
Go. What are you laughing at?
I don't care about nothing, man.
Good day and welcome to party time. That's all I'm going to say.
Rolling the blunt.
Yeah.
I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da da. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out.
I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high.
La da.
I'm taking it next semester and I know why.
Why?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next. Go to the next. Go to the next.
I was gonna go to work. But then I got high.
Go. What are you laughing at?
I just got a new promotion. But I got high. Now I'm selling dope. And I know why.
Why?
Because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La 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 da da da. I was gonna go to court before I got high.
It's like Russian roulette.
I was gonna pay my child support,
okay, we're gonna play
but then I got high.
Okay, hold your little shake up.
They took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high.
Okay,
because I got high. Because I got high. I wasn't gonna run from the cops. But I was high.
Hose is gonna open six beers.
I was gonna
pull
right over and stop.
No,
but I was high.
I'm gonna open them. Okay.
You're gonna now open. I'm okay. A pair of chicken. And I know why.
Okay.
Why, man?
Okay. Yeah. Go
cause I got high.
Okay.
Because I got high. Because I got high. La 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 la. I was gonna pay my car note until I got high.
Say what? Say what?
I wasn't gonna gamble on the boat. But then I got high.
Okay, that one exploded.
Now the tow truck's pulling away. And I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna make love to you. But then I got high.
Okay, cool down.
I'm serious.
I was gonna eat your pussy too.
There's four left. Okay, do it.
Now I'm jacking off. And I know why.
Turn the shit off.
Yeah, because I got high.
Keep going.
Because I got high. Because I got high.
Come on, man. Come on.
Go. Go. I messed up my entire life because I got high.
I win. I win every time.
I lost my kids and wife because I got high.
Say what? Say what? Say what?
Now I'm sleeping on the sidewalk. And I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, because I got high. Because
okay.
I got high.
Okay, like,
because
just
I got high.
Don't play it with
me. Why? I'ma stop singing this song because I'm high.
Baby,
I'm singing this whole thing wrong because
okay,
I'm high.
Bring it back. Bring it back.
And if I don't sell one copy, I don't know why.
Why? Because
yeah, I'm high. Because I'm high. Because I'm high.
Are you really high, man?
Hey, do it now.
He really is
getting
the
way.
Get jiggy with it.
Skip it. What?
Bring it back. Bring it back. Bring it back.
No, don't.
Marsha's mistake was the worst.
Say what? Say what? Cause I'm high. Cause I'm high.
That's right.
Cause I'm high.
A good one.
Okay.
Well, my name is.
We should notify Hartman. We can only contact Hartman through Vegas. We must act.
Go ahead.
You Sherman?
Okay.
Turn on Vegas.
This is Manu Chao, in case you're from Marin County or Sonoma or something, you don't know what the fuck. You're from San Rafael? Yeah, I'm from Fairfax. Manu Chao is Basque. This is Spanish Basque, and he sings in French and English and Spanish and Arabic and probably like Jake. Portuguese, probably. I don't know. I think Demi de Aziz is pulling your chain. I'm Amy Dudbrow, and I'll be interviewing Demi de Aziz in just a few minutes. And now, today is the 27th anniversary of Bob Marley died, so we're going to play Bob Marley. Thanks.
chances are, hang on right now. Do 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 do, mama, day. I'm filled with sorrow. I stay here all bright tomorrow.
Eternally wild with DJ 7-8. I'm going to pee on his microphone. That's right. 7-8-9-10. Thanks for listening, Koa listeners. This is a special dedication to Jeff Bartone.
You're beautiful, baby.
Goes on forever, and we're leaving, yes, we're leaving broken hearts behind. Kick this, mystify me. Yo, mystify me. I got Demi De Assis in here for a special interview session of the Free Radio Olympia Koa Bridge City Sister Project. Oh, don't even open that door, biatch. We got an interview. Oh.
Okay, right.
Well. Okay.
I am here.
Oh, you're here? I'm here. We're here. Okay, Demi De Assis, can you talk to me about...
Yes, I can.
Can you tell me about...
No, I can't.
Conspiracies and left-wing gatekeepers and mind control and chemtrails and clouds that aren't chemtrails, and you have 5 seconds before the show's over.
Yes, stay tuned.
I'm sorry, Demi De Assis, that's all the time we have for the show tonight. I'd like to thank you for all being here. This has been... Amy Dubrow, time to go. Shock and Awe show is over.
That's not right. That just ain't right, Shock and Awe.
Okay. No, this is the Shock and Awe is the show title. Okay. I am Amy Dubrow.
Ooh, how'd you get that? How'd you get that title?
I had to go onto YouTube and sign up an account there. So
did you mind meld or something? Kind of like,
I mind melded with a dolphin. Demi De Assis, what can you what you got, babe?
Oh, let's see. What do I have? Hey, did you listen to that Rod McKenzie interview?
Fuck no. I work for a living. I can't listen to swearing and shit at work because then people will say,
oh, you can't even listen to...
I can't patronize your point of stuff.
Oh, yes, you can. Why? Why not?
I get a lot of blue-haired ladies in my...
Oh, and then if they listen to Conspirazine, it's going to freak them out.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Are they going to urinate on the floor or something?
I didn't hear Conspirazine on Tuesday. In fact, I tuned in.
Yeah, I had to do something.
WTH.
But you did hear Democracy Now!, all the left-wing gatekeepers unite.
I called up Amy and I said, you ever hear of the truth? God damn it, all
yeah.
the hell.
But I mean, you know, there's some people who think, oh, she's part of the conspiracy. I don't really think so. I think she's just playing it safe.
Yeah.
You know, she wants to maintain her show.
She's not dumb.
Well, no, she's a bright woman.
She knows the truth, but she can't say it.
Yeah, you know, that's the unfortunate thing. So I think some people kind of go overboard with the whole left-wing gatekeeper scenario. And yeah, I believe that it's there, but if you don't have the proof per se,
believe it or not.
Although
from the mouth of Demi De Assis,
although all you need to do is look at the money trail, okay, and see who actually finances Pacifica Radio and you know, all their benefactors and stuff like that, and you will see some interesting connections to the CIA. I don't have that information right in front of me, but if you do a Google search on left-wing gatekeepers, I believe there's an article by Alex Constantine and then also by somebody else who really gets into the nitty-gritty and talks about all the different businesses and front organizations. They're sort of front CIA groups that help fund... you know, Pacifica Radio and NPR.
Well, all you got to do is follow the P-trail and you'll find me. I'm about to let one go in my pants.
Dude, not here. Come on now.
Oh,
that's not right.
Demi De Assis, look at this. I want to ask you, does this look like just typical... What was that guy that you interviewed and he played down at Traditions? He spoke down at Traditions. What was his name? Oh, chemtrails and contrails. They're not nefarious. I think they're really not even chemtrails.
Oh, that guy Jerry Smith?
Yeah, Jerry Smith. If he saw this picture, does this look like typical air traffic flight patterns?
No, I don't know what his trip was. I mean, he's like a hyper-conspiracy kind of guy, but when it came to the chemtrails conspiracy, I think he was pretty off base for whatever reason, so...
Look at this picture, people. Look at this picture. I don't know where it came from, but look at this.
Yeah, I mean, go look right outside now.
It looks like
the
nuclear warheads are coming down.
Yeah. I've had dreams about chemtrails where it's like I walk outside and they're like falling down on me and it's all like gooey, sticky, spiderwebby stuff.
Like Frodo in the third movie.
And everybody say, oh, don't worry about it. It'll just rinse off, you know. And I'm saying, oh, yeah, right. What the hell is this stuff? But nobody will believe me.
Yeah, like you're Calvin and you're, like, stuck to the ground.
Yeah, so I'm sure there's some very deep, symbolic stuff.
Check this out. This is something I never do. You narrate.
Okay.
Talking, Amy Dubras walking over.
Yes, Amy Dubras is walking across the studio. And you guys should come to our grand opening.
Amy Dubras has locked the studio door.
Yeah, we have a grand opening. It's going to be a party at Amy. The studio. And it's if you go up to Capitol Forest, is it Capitol Peak? And
like, don't say peak, it rhymes with pee. I'm going to wet myself.
Anyway, yeah, come to our grand opening.
Amy Dubras has locked the studio door. Never done on this show ever before.
Ooh, why'd you do that?
Because 7-8's coming down to the studio. He's trying to try and get here and do his show. 7-8. 7-8 as in 8.
But it's not till 9 o'clock, right?
Oh, he doesn't know how to tell time.
Oh.
I'm telling you.
It's a good show. He has a great show, though.
Well, I'm going to pee on the lock.
Well, why don't you go take care of that now, and I'll take care of this business.
Oh.
No, if you really have to, because I really...
My cousin's online right now. I can tell just by...
Okay, so
online.
If you pee right now where you're at, then DJ 7-8 is going to come, and he's going to sit in your pee, okay?
No, he stands. He's a real DJ.
Oh, okay. So he can deal with the...
He doesn't sit down. Okay. He doesn't touch the computer or any shit.
Okay, he just stands up and... Okay.
I know. Cool. WTF 7-8.
Yeah.
You hear that feedback? That's from that little radio in the back of the room.
You know, I'm not going to do a live conspiracy this Saturday.
Pray tell, Demi Deosis. Why not?
I got stuff going on.
I got gout. I could have the offspring come in.
No, it's going to be a recording, and it'll probably be something like government, military, mind control, MKUltra stuff. You know, like what everybody really wants to hear about.
I asked Michio Kaku to be my friend on Facebook.
And did he reject you?
He hasn't got back to me.
Oh, okay.
I'm really pissed.
So you're doing a lot of Facebook stuff, aren't you?
I'm going to send him a water balloon with pee in it.
How many friends? Oh, you got 27 friends? Wow, man, you're getting up there, dude.
Shut up. Shut up.
Did I hurt your feelings?
No. I am King Arthur, King of the Britons.
Oh, wow. You got like 1,180 so far. That's pretty impressive. Oh, ouch.
This little feels too loud.
But anyway, you know, there are good things that are happening. So how do you guys feel about Barack Obama? Do you think he's going to be the savior of the planet?
I think he's a trickster, man. He's just like, hey, I'm going to do a lot of evil shit and then do one good thing this week. Well, and so the one good thing is like, wow, he's... How about the timeline for getting out of Iraq was the exact timeline that Bush had laid out. He hasn't done anything at all except for read the lines that Bush wrote or Bush's crew wrote, and everyone says, oh, he's so great.
Mm-hmm. Well, my friend Ron Patton beat the shit out of him in high school.
In,
so
in a pickup game or four.
Hey, but still, that counts.
Just because he was older and still is. You know, don't put ageism shit on me. I know.
Well, he was a junior at the time Barry Obama was a freshman. But anyway, yeah. I think the world should know.
But would Ron Patton have beat Barry when Barry was a sophomore?
I still think so.
You do, huh?
Yeah, right now.
His game was that good.
Actually, I'll ask him if he'd like to challenge the president to a pickup game. And the winner takes all.
It's like, really?
the winner gets the planet.
I know what Ron Patton does for a living. And so like,
yeah,
Ron
let's not Patton talk about him too much, so though. Like, he's kind of a jerk. And I don't like to talk badly about people, but I'm on the outs. I'm on the outs with him right now.
If you were nice to Ron Patton, do you think that he would take, what's his name, the president guy's job?
No. I don't.
In excess makes me want to pee.
Oh, those guys. Why? Why do you want to pee all the time?
Why don't you just get the tiger on the cover?
Why don't you just get like a bucket or something, man? They should have like a bucket in the studio for a pee bucket.
I totally agree. Some people think that that's not a big deal.
Well, maybe you guys should bring it up in your board of directors meetings or whatever, you know. Is that what we have, board of directors meetings, to make sure that you know, there's certain things that are kosher and acceptable. And
man, my family's so slow.
Yeah. Well, let's see. What else is going on in the world? The economy still sucks, but it's, you know, I mean, I hear there's signs of improvement here and there, but I think you got to give it another year before it completely collapse. No.
Are you kidding? As always, the economy is the number one. Let's see if that dude 7-8 tries to get in here. Shit.
I hope he doesn't try to burn it down. You think he'll drill holes in the wall?
Oh, you know what? He don't got the skills. He'd have to go all the way back down to, like, battleground to get a drill.
Oh, yeah, Mossy Rock or something. Yeah.
I know. You know what? That, you reminded me of something that I have to play for the peoples in the... You know, you can get this show on RadioForAll.net.
Mm-hmm. So can I put my show on RadioForAll.net?
I don't know why. That's what they're supposed to do.
Yes.
Now, I mean, can any DJ on Free Radio Olympia put their show on RadioForAll.net?
You'd have to run like a... You know, anybody with a cell phone could record something and then put it on their computer in an MP3 form and then put that cell phone recording on RadioForAll.net.
Is it pretty easy to do that, though?
Yeah,
I mean,
you can do it totally anonymously. You don't have to make an account.
Okay.
It's the bomb, y'all.
Oh, I think I might do that.
I'm going to get a RadioForAll.net tattoo on my forehead in red because it's red. It's red.
Well, yeah, but then that's advertising, and we don't want that.
No, it's promotion. No, okay. No, I'm not paying.
Oh, you're not getting paid? They're not paying you.
What are those guys? Oh, there's MF Doom. I had this guy in here earlier. He didn't talk much, but he wanted to hear some MF Doom.
Oh, that kid. That one kid that's going to have his own show.
Yeah, he's like almost not minor.
DJ something.
He didn't tell me anything.
DJ. I think he told me, but I just forgot. Yeah, he's going to play cartoons and do some dubbing and mixing with cartoons.
He definitely should have a bucket to pee in. That always makes a good sound effect.
Hey, here's a, what about this mailbox? Can you pee in that? That green mailbox?
Hell yeah, but it'll just come right out the bottom.
Yeah, forget it.
Oh, goddamn.
You have a caller.
Talk to me.
Ow.
What about Koa? They rule, right?
This is KOWA FM.
Hold on, I gotta pee, hold on.
This jungle is dangerous, Pepper. You will need assistance.
Yo, Koa. This is Koa, hello. Hello, this is Koa.
I heard that there's a potluck at the Koa. I was gonna bring you some food.
There's a potluck at the Co-op?
No, it's a Koa.
Koa.
W-A.
Oh, is it still going on? Because I'm hungry. I only have one hamburger.
I could bring you, it's got a little burger in it, but if you can eat that, then I'll gladly drop you off at the place on my way.
Yes. You got a Harrison hamburger on?
A hamburger slice. So I'll be there shortly with food relief.
Yes.
Food relief. Darker than the East River, larger than the Empire State with the
beast. Yeah, food relief. We're going to have to go for a beer run.
No, it's just food.
Just food.
Hey, babe, what are you doing? Hello? Oh, shit. Caller, we lost you. We lost you. Are you being tracked by the FBCIA?
Maybe the NSA.
Oh, shit, the door's locked. Oh, and they're kicking it. Hold on, he's holding the crate.
As Amy Goodloe opens the door.
Not by your chinny chin.
Welcome, DJ 7-8.
Welcome, DJ. I peed in a bucket for you. Okay, well, it's time for me to get my ass kicked.
Club when
again.
I want to be on stage, they turn on a red light. Chocolate makes me happy, I have to admit. The club owner here, when he comes to town, he hooks up with drugs. Like, he'll give you cocaine and pop brownies. But last time I was in town, he...
So how long have we been COA, anyway? K-O-W-A.
Because he's afflicted.
We aren't, I am.
But I'm not.
Oh, okay.
So what happened to me was I suddenly had an extra long attention span. And people would be telling me a story, then the story would end.
7 8's got grape-flavored gum. Damn, smack
you
the grape-flavored gum.
Story.
DJ Pork Barrel Earmark.
Hey, Pork Barrel Earmark, this is Amy Dubra.
I have a friend who's a juggler. And when I go to his house, I don't like to take food.
Demi Deas Dubra. We're related.
He has three apples left. It's a bandit.
Shocking out your pee in your pants, dude.
Shut up, don't tell anybody.
Sometimes I wake up and I think I should start wearing a beret. I have an underwater camera. I was on that 70s show. That'd be cool if you could eat a good food with a bad food and the good food. I saw a band in L.A. and the band was having an off night. And that'd be cool if you could eat a good food with a bad food and the good food would cover for the bad food when it got to your stomach. Like you could eat a carrot with an onion ring. I tried to have a cookie and this girl said, I'm mailing those cookies to my friend. People teach their dogs to sit. It's a trick. Hey, man, I think I'm done. Let's take this. I was at a casino, I was minding my own business. This guy came up and said, can we go to a restaurant on the weekends? It's busy. So I was in a park, I saw a kid flying a kite. The club owner here, when he comes to town, he hooks up with drugs. Like, he'll give you cocaine and pop brownies. But last time I was in town, he gave me a drug for attention deficit disorder. I haven't slept for 10 days because that would be too long. I got my hair highlighted because I thought some strands were more important than others. Yeah, if the jokes go down, Chuck, pick it up. You know what I mean? I tried to have a cookie, and this girl said, that'd be cool if you could eat a good food with a bad food in the good food compartment of the radio. That was a fucking good joke. I was going into the battery compartment of the radio. Remember that joke I did about the cord going into the battery? I was in a park, I saw a kid flying a kite. He was so excited. I was on that 70s show, one episode, and I put it on my acting resume. Before that, my acting resume...
I had a Mr. Pibb. Mr. Pibb is a replica of Dr. Pepper, but it's a bullshit replica because dude didn't even get his degree. Why'd you have to drop out and start making pop so soon? The commercial for Diet Dr. Pepper says it tastes just like regular Dr. Pepper. Well, then they fucked up. I went to a doctor. All he did was suck blood from my neck. Don't go see Dr. Acula.
Boy,
there's a commercial on late night TV for this thing you attach to a garden hose. It says, you can water your heart to reach plants with this pump. Hey, you know what keeps me from acting? Fucking auditions. I had a Mr. Pibb. Mr. Pibb. I got two straws in here in case one breaks down. I was gonna have my teeth whitened, but then I said, fuck that, I'll just get a tan instead. I got some tartar control toothpaste. I still got tartar, but that shit's under control. If the tartar gets out of line, I'm like, come on, man, you know the deal.
All right, next week on the Shock and Awe Show, tune in for Dr. Claw.
Crazy-ass tartar.
And now,
I got so much tartar,
I shall
my fish
pee in my pants.
Shit. That's actually kind of gross, you know.
Ready when you are, Mr. President.
Well, okay. Everybody ready? Nancy?
Ready, dear.
Jim? Mike? A cap?
Yes, sir. I think we're ready.
Okay. Let's do it.
Right. Reagan campaign message to minority voters. Take 37. Count it off, Mr. President.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9... Oh, yeah. Lord, have mercy. Now, let me hear a little bass now, Nancy. So good. So fine. You're cooking now, Mama.
Thank you, dear.
Al, smoking. We're in a groove now.
But that's a groove, sir.
Groove. We're in a groove now. Slip me a little keyboard, Cap. Al, good God. That'd be fine. OK. Okay, people, gotta get down. Brother Ron Reagan has hit the ground. Gotta believe he's the dude of the hour. Got the glory, got the power. Ronnie can communicate, the cat can rap. I even let Nancy sit on Mr. T's lap. Loves the needy, loves them dearly. Love to read graffiti if they'd only print it clearly. He can break. He be trying to make the big box beat. Trying to get those voters on their feet. Get their consent. All I need is 10%. Say we want on the guy's pure sex. He's the man who signs your monthly welfare checks.
Ronnie's the boss. He wears the pants.
But that man on my shoe and loves to dance.
Got an open mind on civil rights.
My youngest son grew up in tights.
Check him out.
He's heavy.
Check him out.
He's cool. Lord have mercy on this syncopated fool.
Ronnie be a legend. Ronnie be unique.
Hard to even function with such mystique. He gets down. Loves to take to town those dancing feet. He be getting brothers off the street. Hey, at least I've tried. If only more were qualified. Say we want the cat can swing. He's the man who's often seen at Burger King.
Everybody's scratching. Scratching for a wage. Catch a batch of scratch. From the wild ad page. Good time
to catch it. Ronnie got a plan. And if that don't match,
catch his hat, man. I want to see him.
Am I dreaming?
No.
Where am I? In bed? What am I doing? Talking to myself.
Look, I must have a star on my door.
Or better still.
A door?
Swing doors, huh?
Okay, doors.
Swing.
Tease man?
Paranoid.
I can't stand tea.
Yeah.
gotta get to sleep.
We're JJ Fat and we're here to rock. Rhymes like ours can never be stopped. See, it's three of us and I know we're fresh. Party rockers, non-stoppers, and our names are deaf. C, the J is for just, the other for jamming. The F is for fresh, A-N-D, deaf. Behind the turntables is DJ Train. Mixing and scratching is the name of the game. Now, here's a little something about nosy people. It's not real hard, it's plain and simple, baby D. Supersonic. Supersonic. Supersonic motivating rhymes are creating. And everybody knows that JJ Fad is devastating. We know you like us, girl, so you better get sterile. Cause we are the home chicks that are rocking your world. Supersonic. Supersonic. Supersonic is a word when people stop to listen. Especially bigger people, they pay close attention. You might not believe it, you might not even buy it. But when it comes to letting you pop, you might even try it. Supersonic. Supersonic. Now all you supersonic people try to write a rhyme. You may think that you are deaf, but you're way behind. So you better listen good to what we have. The JJ Fad, you can get no play. Supersonic. Supersonic. Now he's the freshest DJ from coast to coast. My man can cut and scratch, but I don't mean to boast. He may be a little light, but that's okay. Cause when he cuts to the beat, it sounds this way. Hit it! Supersonic. Supersonic. Yeah, it's finally my turn to rock the mic. Because my devastating beats, I know you will like. You see my beats, rock is fresh, it'll blow your mind. And if you don't like my beats, I'll go big in your behind. Supersonic. Supersonic. Now you party people know what supersonic means. We didn't try to brag cause JJ Fat is just too clean. Now baby, don't you know that our rhymes are so bionic? Don't listen too hard, don't be supersonic. 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 You see the S is for super and the U is for unique. The P is for perfection and you know that we are freaks. The E is for exotic and the R is for raps. So tell those nosy people just to stay the hell back. Supersonic. Them big everlasting ears. Supersonic. They can hear what I say faster than I can say. Supersonic. They better chill. Rock, rock. It's like supersonic. You ran out of words. Hit it, baby D. I'm like skinny down, said I know what's in the intended. That's rock is fake. I think you mad. And you made them R's rapping R's. Everybody say I'm happy. If you try to hang with me, you should find it true. I'm always rocking, never stopping, devastating, rapper lady. When I'm on a microphone, to see the audience irritated. Figure is a difference to everybody. Say I'm different. There's no other angel lover. Everybody know I'm covered clientele. It's a pearl. Everybody know I'm jail to the beat, so you can tell. Everybody know you fail. I'm a llama, 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 doomin'. I'm a seaman. I'm a llama, llama, doomin'. I'm a llama, llama, seaman. I'm a llama, llama, doomin'. I'm a llama, llama, seaman. I'm a llama, llama, seaman. I'm a doomin'. I'm a llama. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was it. That's it.
That's it.